Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. How you be today? Thank you for joining us. This is Jimena Velasquez, your host, and
this is Marlena.
Woohoo! How does it get any better than this? Well, at my end, we're expecting we're under hurricane watch. I'm in Maryland, in the U.S., and apparently there's been a lot of storms going through D.C. right now, so it's coming my way sometime. At times, the trees are dancing with the wind, and it's amazing to see how much a really thick branch moves when the wind comes by, and it's amazing the power of nature. I love to watch that. So, today's topic is dancing your way out of stress. What do you do when you feel stressed? If you would like to join us online, please give us a call at 323-375-0849. Press 1 to get on the queue, and that will let us know that you're available to talk on the air. So, Marlena, you want to start with dancing your way out of stress?
Sure. Well, as you have written, you know, everybody is trying to rush through life and get things done like yesterday. And it's just, overwhelming to a lot of people. And I have, come through a lot of stressful events in my own life. And what I've decided to do is, first of all, just, begin to take a nice deep breath when I feel stressed. I do that a few times and breathe it out. And then I will actually start moving my body in different dance-like maneuvers. And the energy seems to just shift out the stress a lot easier than if you are sitting down focusing on that, situation that you're going through. There's one very easy movement that you can basically do. First of all, it's a good walk. That's very easy and simple to do. Begin walking. And as you're walking, look straight ahead. Don't look down. Look straight ahead. And that way you're seeing something forward and the future. And things look a lot different. And it lifts your emotions. I also have come to a new thing that I'm working on now, and I'm going to make a video for people really soon, and they can follow along, and it will help shift a lot of, negative energy and lift up your chakras and clear out your field. So you will have to participate, of course, in it. We have been doing a lot of, energy clearing for people and getting a lot of testimonies. And I feel also that if people work along with that and do something for themselves, they will, receive more benefit from it. Instead of waiting for our call every week, they can do something in, the meantime of waiting for our help and our assistance. So one thing you can basically do for yourself is get into the middle of your room, somewhere where you got a little clear spot, and actually you take, very simply, just take both of your arms and begin to stretch them, okay, like up over your head, and make a big, like open space around yourself. Begin to take both arms, lift them over your head and bring them back down around your sides. What you're doing there is you're moving energy, okay, out wider, okay, so you're opening up your whole energy field to a wider position. Also for your chakras, this is a great movement. All you got to do is do pretty much the same thing, standing in the middle of a room, take a couple nice deep breaths through your nose, breathe out through your mouth. You can bend your knees a little bit. You can also do this sitting down if you can't stand. But the best benefits are, trying to move your body around in dance motions. We all love to dance. We all love music. So the best thing is to get your body moving again. moving the energy, moving out
right.
the negative energy, right? So
sometimes,
the thing is you can bend your knees and do the same thing with your arms, right? And when you do that, like actually picture yourself like swooping up energy from the floor up and bringing it up over your head. I've been doing this and it actually feels great.
That's awesome. See, it's all about having fun with your body as you move. Okay, you can just practice even walking. If you take your entire body as you walk, if you put your left foot forward, bring your right shoulder forward. So, and they move opposite as you move. Just try that, and your body will enjoy it. And it's a sexy move. It really is. Because your body enjoys it, automatically you enjoy it. And then other people look at you, and their bodies are like, oh, that body over there is having fun. I want some of that. So you, the more your body enjoys the movement, the more happier and joyful it is. Don't forget that you are not your body. Your body is you, and you are, your body is inside of you. So enjoy. I used to, when I was working at DOE Energy, the guy that used to work with me, he was very fit. He had a very nice physique, very nice. And he would go into the gym every day at noon. And sometimes he would go out, when the weather would get better, he would go out jogging. And one time I was watching outside, I was looking at the parking lot, and I saw him jogging, but he didn't jog straight, you know, like he would jog in circles. And that's how he would go through the entire parking lot, jogging in circles. And a little bit at a time, he would advance. But it was like a full circle that he would go. And then that was fun for him. And then he would just come back, and he'll be like, oh, my gosh, I just had so much fun. And I was like, wow, cool. When I go walking with my dog, I always have a song in my head for some reason. One of them, you know, I have to distract her from the squirrels and the chipmunks, otherwise she wants to go running after them. So I sing, and I, you know, Mambo Number 5 is one of the things that I sing. Hey, Mambo, remember that song? Hey, Mambo. I don't know the words, I just know Hey, Mambo, and I just sing that. I repeat singing that. But she's like, okay, that again. So that keeps us distracted in our bodies, and she just enjoys that. And then distract her enough that she's not after the squirrels and the rabbits and the chipmunks. But we're having fun. And people look at us and they're like, oh, there they go again. But they know. It's like, you think people don't notice what's going on, but they do. And when we're not dancing or it's just different, people come out and they say, so we've been noticing that you guys do this and da, da, da. And I'm like, oh, wow, cool. You know, but people are always watching to see what's going on. And the more fun you have, it's an invitation for other beings to have as much fun as you're having.
It's really interesting.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, with this movement, your body is actually celebrating, you know?
That's
and
right.
It shifts your emotions and your feelings, and just your whole body rhythm begins to change and shift. And a lot of people, actually, by doing these different movements, have been healed of different sicknesses, you know, different pains in the body, because the body holds energy in a certain spot. So you might have pain,
right,
you know, in your leg, your foot, right? And if
as you're
you start doing
this, you're moving your prana, right? You're moving the prana energy.
Yeah.
Good job.
So as soon as you move, like, one certain part of your body, or you can even tap on a certain part of your body, that rhythm changes to that organ or that leg or arm or back or neck or whatever. And all of a sudden you're like, wow, the pain's gone, you know? So that's why I'm saying, you know, dance. You know, start dancing around your house, and, you know, nobody's going to see you. You know what I mean? Just your
exactly. Dance like
guide.
Nobody's watching you, right?
And enjoy yourself like a little child.
Yeah, what is that saying? Dance like nobody's watching. Laugh like nobody's paying attention, or something like that. I like that saying. I read it once at the Kennedy Center.
Yeah. So I'm enjoying, how you say, I'm walking with my dog and I'm singing, you know what I'm saying? And it's like you're actually out there in nature. You're enjoying the outdoor air, the different atmosphere. Your mind is not stuck on, household chores or bills or work. You know, you got to get away from it, and shift your whole being sometimes, And that's what
right.
we're here to do. We're here to help everybody, do what we've been doing that works for us, and we share it with people. And, I've noticed it myself. I've noticed a big, opening in my space, and clear your clutter out of your home, environment. That helps energy move easier. Same thing with our body. Our body constricts all this stress. It holds it somewhere in your stomach, maybe your neck, back, legs, arms, whatever. And, you're suddenly like feeling congested and constricted and you're all stressed out. So that's why we say dance away your stress. All right. Turn on some dance music. Begin to move your body around and your body will say, what's this? I like it. It tastes good. It feels good. You can actually stand up in the middle of the room and just begin to just move your feet, move them outward and just begin moving around, move your arms around, shake your whole body, shake off the stress energy. You might have picked it up somewhere out there in the world today.
And the other thing is, as you move throughout your walk, if let's say you go for a walk, just say that each step that you're taking sheds this stress away. And then by the end of your walk, even if it's one block, then your stress will be minimized. Your intent is that every step that you take reduces your stress. So because that is intent, then your body starts releasing it more. But if you go for a walk without without being the intent, then your body doesn't know that it's supposed to release the stress. It's like a little child. If you don't tell it, leave that toy alone, it doesn't leave it. It takes it with it. So remember that when you go for a walk. And another thing is, I have a program, not a program, but I have it's a holographic tool that I have that I use. For every step I take, I shed every time I, and the pounds go to whatever animal needs it that is undernourished. Especially when you come out of winter to spring, there's a lot of animals that are undernourished. So when we go for a walk, I say, okay, whoever needs it, I'm willing to contribute my excess weight to them. And it's like, okay, cool. How does it get any better? And then just make it, as long as you make it a game for you, that you and your body understand, you and your body get and play with it, it doesn't have to be dance, like a bold dance. It can be whatever dance you want to make it. This is but a game. There's nothing real about all of this. The game, and are you here to play? Are you here to have fun? Are you here to enjoy the niceties of it? So in everything that doesn't allow that, will you destroy and create at all times of the building? Right, wrong, good, and bad, bottom, back, all nine shorts, place, and beyond. That's a clearing statement from Access Consciousness. If you want to find out more about what that means, just go to theclearingstatement.com, and there's like 2 pages long of what that means. But allow yourself to have fun. Allow yourself to bring out the child, the inner child in you. Remember when you were 5 years old or so? I used to twirl all the time, twirling in the middle of the room. And then I used to enjoy that, that spinning feeling sensation. And we just used to have so much fun. When was the last time you ever twirled around your room? Of course, be aware and make sure you're doing it in safety, but go twirling. If you are a lady, go put on a dress that twirls with you. Allow that fabric to involve you, to envelop you, to wrap around you. Have fun with it. And when was the last time? Remember how you used to I don't know what they're called, but you kind of like somersault. But when was the last time you ever did that? I've been thinking about doing one of those lately, getting my head against the wall, the floor and then turning over. I'm like, oh my, can I still do it? One of these days I'm going to be bored enough that I'm going to do it. And I'll be like, that was fun again. I used to do that all the time. And it was like, it was so much fun to just twirl, to go horseback riding, to do all this stuff. And now it's all about responsibilities, about putting on stress because of the different adult responsibilities that we perceive that we have. But no, it's also time to have fun. Have fun with your body. Your body's here for you. Your body's an experience. Enjoy it. Treat it well, and it will treat you well. Allow yourself to release the stress in whichever and however you want. There's no set notion as to how you do it. Do whatever works for you. Your body's your vessel. How do you treat it? It's up to you. The more fun you have, the more money your body will create for you. Don't forget that you make the money for the body. You don't make it for you. As an infinite being, you don't have a need for money. You don't. It's the body that needs the money. The body's the one that needs to feed. The body's the one that needs to clothe. The body's the one that enjoys the niceties of this life. So allow yourself the luxury of treating your body right. Tell it, give it the job, will enjoy the niceties of this life. And dance, dance, dance. Enjoy it. No need to live stressed. If you just cannot, ask how does it get any better than this? And you will see different venues how to fix it. You will see different things. And make it your motto that you don't overstress over something longer than X minutes. You walk away. You might go and you might put in that music from Rocky, remember? Dun, dun, dun. I can't even do that. But whatever music you want, and go listen to that one specific song you have. I even be, Rhapsody. Might be whatever music you it's your favorite. And that will make you go forget about your whatever problem you're having right now. And then when you come back, voila, the answer is right there. How does it get any better than that? So let's go ahead and give you an activation clearing so that you have ease with your body. You and your body are friends, and you listen to each other. Okay? Driving or operating heavy machinery, please do not listen to this anymore. Turn it off and come back about 10 minutes, 20 minutes into the program, and you can listen to it. The energies are going to be recorded. So let's go ahead and start. Take a deep breath and exhale. Allow yourself to lower your shoulders. As soon as you lower your shoulders, you release a lot of stress. Imagine roots growing out of your feet, deep and wide. Let's start with being grounded. There you go. Just ground yourself. The energies from the Creator to come in and around your body to release any beliefs you might have where the body is your enemy, where your body is a hindrance. To give you the knowledge that your body is your best friend. Open communication with it so that you know what's going on with your body, and your body already knows what's going on with you, but awareness of what's going on with your body is what we need. So that you don't need intention well in the body. Your barriers. Your body is your friend. And let the energies remove those thoughts and beliefs that you have that your body has betrayed you. Ahead and ground the energy. Ground, ground, ground. And allow the energies from the mother to come up your root, up your leg, up your torso, and out your crown. Ground, ground, ground. Allow the energies from the mother to come up through your body and out your crown. And let the energy flow be smooth and even. And rub your face. When you're ready, if you close your eyes, open them, and take a deep breath. Exhale. Wow, that was a strong energy.
Feel a lot of energy moving.
Yeah.
Peace flowing.
Yeah. See, a lot of times when we have intensities in the body, it's because we stuff our emotions, our feelings into our body parts, our tissues, our bones, our arms, our legs, our heads, our necks. So if you were to let out stress more often, you will not be doing that, and you will experience less intensities in the body. So whichever way works for you, whatever it is that you have to do, go ahead and do that. If you have to act a fool, act a fool. Nobody's watching. Everybody's concerned with how they are perceived to the world. They don't have time to watch what you're doing. Oftentimes when I'm at work, at the headquarters, I oftentimes wear silk oversized blouses, not blouses, but kind of like the covers, right? And I like to walk fast because silk kind of, you know, kind of flies behind you. So I like to do that and been caught doing that. And when I saw there was nobody around, you know, kind of like Superman with a cape behind it, I'm like walking down the hall real fast because I like my silk to be flying behind me. And people are like, what are you doing? And I'm like, nothing. But
just
being
your authentic self.
Yeah. Whatever you've got to do to make your life fun for you, just for you, just for fun, never tell anyone. If it wasn't that I get caught doing stuff like this, nobody will know I do this. And because I just told it to you guys too. Whatever makes you funny, whatever makes you laugh, whatever is fun for you, it's funny to you, do it. And that will release the stress. And that way you're not stuffing all these emotions, feelings in your body. Today I had a client and she had a frozen shoulder since October. And then working through it, it's because of emotions that she perceives others may projected on her, and also her own perception of how she should be. So if you are going to be taking on the world, and then that creates a stress, therefore you're going to, if you feel you cannot deliver, that's not going to go away. You're just stuffing it in your body somewhere, somehow, someplace. And then suddenly you have an intensity that you cannot get rid of it. You will go to all doctors, all practitioners, everything, and you're not going to get rid of it until you're ready to let it go. But there's, in the meantime, there's going to be a lot of pain and suffering of your body. So be gentle with it. It's the only body you have this lifetime. Be gentle with it and allow yourself the luxury of dancing like a fool who are watching you. Or if you have to, go to a bathroom and do it there. Just be whatever you gotta be and make life fun for you. Move whichever way you have to. Just have fun. If you have to go to gym and run in circles like a maniac, do it. Nobody's watching. Everybody's criticizing their bodies and how they look. That's why I don't like to go to gyms, because bodies are like, they're torture. And people who are beautiful, they're perfect already. They don't look at that beauty. All they look at is imperfections and how they can change this and that and that. In the meantime, their bodies are crying because they are stressed to the max. So, guys, have fun. Your body's here to have fun. Enjoy it. If when it rains, it's those big fat drops, I might even go out there and get rain, get wet in the rain, meaning the thunder. Woohoo! I'm looking forward to it now.
It's raining
when
here.
Is the rain going to come? It's raining there?
Yeah, it's raining in upstate New York and very windy. And, you know, the birds are out there. They're having a good time in the puddles and searching for new worms. And, you know, they just enjoy it. You know, you hear them singing at 3 o'clock in the morning. They're just happy beings. And they're out there in the weather. So, you know, but I was, like, thinking about you walking and your cape flowing in the wind and, you know, swinging your arms and just briskly dancing along as you're walking. You know, it's just,
exactly.
I can picture that.
Thank you, guys. We will meet again next week. Thank you.
Oh, enjoy.
Thank you. Talk to you later.